Psalm 146 is one of the final five psalms, and the final psalms are psalms of praise. They're great concluding praise doxologies. And in this psalm, the psalmist declares that he will praise Jehovah, the self-existing I Am, covenant-keeping God, for who he is and for what he does. The psalm then points to praise because one day he will reign on earth. The point of the psalm is really simple. God is to be praised and worshipped and trusted as long as we are on this earth for the fact that he is the great sovereign God who does wonderful things for us and will one day reign over us. The Hebrew word reads hallelujah, which means praise Jehovah or praise the Lord. And those words show up twice in verse 1, once in verse 2, and once in verse 10. And regardless of what's happening in our lives or our world, there are always things for which we can praise the Lord, and we have the responsibility to do that. One right with God praises God and promises to praise God. Look at verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. One right with God, praise the Lord from his soul. In order for one to praise God, one must have a soul that is right with God. And in order for one to praise God, one must have a soul in a proper relationship with God. And when God's people go to worship and praise God, God looks at the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is not just some external analysis. This is internal. And one right with God praises the Lord while he lives. The point here is the believer will praise the Lord as long as he lives. As long as God grants the believer life, he will continually praise God. And every life the Lord tarries will end in death, and as long as God gives us life, we need to praise God. Our life is a gift of God and should be used for the glory of God. Part of the responsibility of the believer as long as God grants life is to offer praise and worship to God. Now, believers will one day be with the Lord and will praise him forever, but God, people right with God praise him now. And one right with God sings praises to God while he has his being. Much of the singing was done in corporate worship. As long as one has his being here on earth, he needs to gather together with God's people and sing praises to God. God does not want his people spending their lives in depression, but in exaltation. And one right with God continually trusts in God, not man. Look at verses 3 and 4. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. See what is said here? Do not trust in man because man cannot deliver. Do not put your trust in even a high-ranking man, like some prince, because he cannot deliver. Our praise and our trust must be in the Lord. Specifically, what is brought out here is our trust needs to be in the Lord for salvation. No man can deliver you. No man can save you. You cannot save yourself. So there's some facts being brought out here. Man is mortal, and if we trust in man, we trust in something that is dust. There's no substance to it. It does not matter how highly a man thinks of himself. He's mortal and destined to die. At best, we are all fallen relatives of Adam with the death penalty. Sooner or later, it's going to be our turn. And man cannot achieve or give salvation. No man can earn or merit salvation. No man can be saved by his works. And it's pointless to trust in some religious or political leader for salvation because he is a mortal man and you cannot find salvation in a mortal man. It's a pointless to trust in yourself for salvation because you're just a mortal human. And man will leave this world. Verse 4 says, men are just men and they're going to die and their spirit leaves them and the body returns to the earth. The body goes back to being dust. Come a moment when your spirit will leave your body and instantly that spirit will be in one of two places. There's no point spending your entire life praising God, but there is great wisdom investing time in praising a man, but there's great wisdom investing time in praising God. Man's concept of things and thoughts end. What does that mean? We know that when a person dies, there's still thoughts in existence about the person. The Bible is filled with thoughts of various men in Scripture who died, including a rich man who was thinking about his lost family. The point of this is that worldly thoughts, worldly ambitions, worldly purposes and intentions all end at the moment of death. The day a man dies, his temporal thoughts perish. He's instantly facing the reality of eternity. And if a life were spent without a focus on praising God, the life is pointless. And all worldly dreams and ambitions will end at the moment of death. Therefore, the trust in man or in yourself is futile. We need to trust in God. And then, one right with God is helped by God, and his hope is in the Lord. Look at verse 5. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Man who's happy and blessed, and the man who will end up happy and blessed, is the man who placed his trust in the God of Jacob. So don't miss that. It's crucial to see. You cannot get help by placing your trust and hope in any God. It must be in the God of the Bible, the God of Jacob. In other words, there is only one true God who's able to bless people. There's only one God who's able to help people. There's only one God in whom to hope. There's only one God to whom we should praise and offer worship, and that God is the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, and the God of the Bible. The person or nation who trusts in the God of the Bible is a blessed person. He'll be blessed by God and helped by God, and he can keep his hope in God. God is good to all creation, but he does not automatically help and bless all creation. But he will help bless those who hope in the God of the Bible. And one right with God remembers and praises the works of God. Look at verses 6 through 10. Who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that's in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. So these works become a basis for hoping in God and getting help from God. And these works are praiseworthy, and they do show the power of God. And the believer praises God because he is the creator. Don't miss what is said here. God created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that's in them. God, who is the creator, is the God of Jacob. This world did not just happen. Humans did not just happen. Both were created by God of the Bible. The believer praises God because he is the keeper. Do you see what God keeps forever? He keeps and guards faith forever. He places his faith in Jesus Christ and the God of the Bible. That faith is guarded by God forever. In other words, you cannot lose it. And the believer praises God because he's the giver. God is a giving God. He's a God who helps and intervenes in many giving ways. God gives justice for those oppressed. God's people who trust in God are wrong. They can talk to God and keep their hope in God because God will deal out justice. And God gives food to those hungry. John Calvin said, sometimes God withdraws some things from faithful people for a time to show them that he is the one who provides for them. And then God gives freedom to those who are captive. God sets people free. He sets Israel free from the Egyptians. He sets Daniel free in the lion's den. He sets Peter free from prison. He will set any free sinner free from sin. He's that kind of God with all this kind of power. And God gives sight to those who are blind. Two kinds of blindness in the Bible. There's physical and there's spiritual. And when Jesus was here on the earth, he healed blind people physically. And for 2,000 years, he's been healing them spiritually and opening their eyes so they can understand God's word. God gives elevation to those who are low. It's a shame that most people don't read this or believe this. God is able to lift up those who are bowed down and bent over and discouraged. The problem here is that most people don't turn to God or trust in God. They turn to some mortal human, like some counselor who cannot bring them out of their depression. All they typically do is prescribe medicine. Some help, but they are not the complete answer. And God gives his love to those who are righteous. God does not give his love to people equally. He gives his love and blessings to one who is righteous. He loves people who pursue righteousness based on his word. And God gives protection to those who are strangers. It's an amazing statement. God protects strangers. He protects those that don't even know he is protecting them. And then God gives support to those who are defenseless. He delights in helping and supporting helpless people, such as children who don't have parents or widows who don't have their mates. He does special things for these people. And God does not give success to those who are wicked. The Hebrew words indicate that God twists the path of the wicked so that they'll end up walking on a torturous path in life and lead to their own destruction and ruin. And the believer prays God because the Lord will reign. There will come a day when God will reign forever and ever. He'll reign from Zion, which is Jerusalem, and he will reign over all generations. And that will be when Jesus Christ returns. So every day, praise God for something. Some way God has helped you or strengthened you. And then always remember, our trust must be in the Lord Jesus Christ and the God of the Bible and not some mortal man. And then lastly, when we have an opportunity, let us speak up for the fact that the God of the Bible is a God who is creator and he's sustainer and he's provider and he is savior.